Hey, have you heard of Bloom Stories? It's an audio erotica app with over 1,000 intimate stories, guides, role plays, and more. If you like the stuff here, you'll love it there. They also just launched a spicy audiobook section where they partner with book talk authors and top-selling creators. Everything from fantasy to dark romance is in there. Head to bloomstories.com to sign up for a free account. Unlock everything by using promo code GIRLONTHENET and save up to 70%.
Would you rather make someone laugh or come? What's more satisfying, making someone laugh or making them come? Don't think too hard, just answer the question with your first instinct. Laugh or come? Which is more satisfying? I asked this question a while ago on Mastodon and the results were extremely close, within a few percent of each other. I found this really surprising. I'd expected it to go a very specific way, with a dramatic win for one side. I'm not even like those people who tried to nitpick the poll by saying, why not both? Because the whole point of the question is that it's an either-or, your bell ends. Really obviously we'd all go for both if that were an option. Anyway, I expected the poll to go decisively one way, because to me there's no contest whatsoever. Let me tell you a story. We haven't been able to fuck for 3 weeks and I am hungry for him. Just fully obsessed with the idea of sitting on his dick. It's all I think about. I'm also going about my life, of course, doing other bits and pieces of work like writing something for the lovely people over at frolicme.com, editing some incredible audio porn that I have lined up for the winter, or ordering a huge batch of smutty Christmas cards to send out to Patreon supporters. But if I'm honest, even while I'm doing these things, there's a thudding rhythm at the back of my mind that reminds me of the pulse of his cock. It prompts me to idly daydream about how it will feel when I straddle him, position the head of it at the entrance to my cunt and just sit down slowly. I think about him all the fucking time. It's excruciating, just absolute fucking agony. When I wake up, the first thing I do is check my phone to see if he's messaged me yet this morning. Sometimes to tell me what he won on the McDonald's app or what he's got planned for today. Better if he's WhatsApped me drunk in the middle of the night to tell me I am hot or that he loves me. I'm disgusting and so, so horny for him. Believe it or not, even his texts about the McDonald's prize turn me on, because he's chosen to text me about the prize. Me. He wants me. He loves me. And that's hot. It's hot that he loves me. I don't think I've ever found that specific thing horny before, but the fact that I do isn't particularly weird when you consider the wider context. Every single thing he does is hot. The way he walks, the way he smiles, the way he frowns a little at his phone while scrolling down it with, oh, can't believe I've not mentioned this yet, his beautiful, beautiful hands. Just stunning hands. So hot. The jokes he makes while we're making out or drifting off to sleep. The way he talks, the way he smells, the perfect girth of his cock in my hand. Oh. And it's not just cool things that turn me on, but ridiculously mundane things too. I am aroused even by the way he puts his shoes on or makes scrambled egg. Hot. I mean, probably bad things as well, to be honest. I fancy everything this man does. He could piss himself for fun in the middle of a Tesco Express and I'd still be like, oh, take me. I'm sure I've felt this way about people in the past. I have, after all, been a teenager. And I definitely remember at that time being absolutely racked with this urgent, agonising lust on a 24/7 basis. But still, I'd forgotten how fucking painful it is. And how fun. How utterly, squirmingly joyful it feels to be trapped inside this full body yearning for someone, unable to switch your brain to other things. living your life in a haze of obsession, all angst and daydreams and wanking. But this time, unlike when I was a teenager, that yearning is reciprocated. I know this dude will actually fuck me at the end of the day, or at the end of 3 weeks. In this exact moment, he might be mad at me, or busy, or unable to fuck for other reasons, but one day eventually, soon, this man will be mine. Knowing that confers a powerful kind of freedom. I knew that eventually circumstances would align, and when they did, I would be able to take my sweet, sweet time doing whatever I liked. I didn't have to shag him straight away. I could really luxuriate in it, savour it. Over the course of many hours, I could deliberately and carefully and urgently not fuck him. He'd still let me ride him whenever I chose, but I got to decide exactly how and when I would do it. It was exquisite, this freedom. Delicious. All the denial up until that moment had been in the lap of the gods, but now all that power came to me. I decided initially that what I would like to do with that power was tease him into a frenzy of horn and frustration, to try and conjure in him the feeling I'd been riding with for 3 weeks. Slow kisses, gentle makeouts, touching and caressing and nuzzling into his neck and telling him how good he smelt and, oh, everything. Straddling him on the sofa and frotting myself against his swelling erection through the fabric of both his jeans and my own, like we did on our second date. So I did exactly that. Kissed him and rubbed against him. Then at a certain point I pulled away, just far enough from his face that I could cup his chin in one hand and make eye contact, before asking, "Do you want me to fuck you now?" To which he replied, "Yes, obviously." So I told him, "I will, but not yet, not for a long time. I'm not going to fuck you for ages." He smiled at me in this slightly awkward way. He can sometimes be a bit shy and awkward, which obviously I find hot. And this particular smile is a tricky one to read. I think it means he doesn't understand what I'm doing, and he's nervous that he won't know how to join in with it correctly. It's okay, though. He'll get it soon. I kiss him a bit more, tease him a little more too, and we move on to something else. Just chatting shit and messing around and reveling in the fact that we have the whole evening stretching out ahead in which to properly enjoy each other. And at some point later on, I get him to the bedroom. Lying on his back on the bed, wrists spread because I'm pinning them there so I can grind against him, occasionally letting him know that I'm not going to fuck you for ages, then receiving one of those slightly awkward smiles, each one tinged with more arousal as it dawns on him that I might be drawing things out far more than I have in past fucks. And when he makes a silly joke, I accuse him of being a brat, and we go back and forth on that a little. He doesn't seem to understand what I mean by brat, which obviously I find outrageously hot as well. Then I strap his wrists to the headboard so he's pinned in place. Arms spread wide in that vulnerable way which suits every single man on the planet, but especially this man, with his shapely arms and delicate wrists and powerfully hot tattoos. We're still playing, so he's making more jokes. Then I'm responding and kissing him and being playful in return, grinding against his erection, which, by now, is straining so hard to get fucked that I almost lose the will to deny him any longer. But I'm strong, and I'm enjoying this power. So I say it again. "Oh, do you think I'm going to fuck you?" "No. Remember?" Small pause, huge grin, eyes flashing with delight as I tell him one more time, "I'm not gonna fuck you for ages." And his face absolutely lights up as he finally gets what it is I'm in the process of doing. He turns his head to one side and laughs. Involuntarily, gleefully, beautifully, his shoulders shake a bit with it as he lets go. It's not the same laugh he gives me when I say something funny, though I flatter myself that occasionally I do. It's a laugh that releases tension, marking a switch from awkwardness to genuine comfort. No longer nervous or worried that he has to perform, he now understands what I'm doing and knows he can just roll with it. Plus, of course, that laugh also means that he finds this denial idea fun. The way he turned to the side and shook with laughter is hotter to me than the girth of his dick in my hand. It's hotter than McDonald's app texts or scrambled egg breakfasts or even the curve of his beautiful bald head. In that moment, I don't give one single flying fuck if he comes or not, or if I come either for that matter. Coming is the last thing on my mind. For the first time in 3 weeks of urgently lusting after his exquisite dick, suddenly all I want is to see him do that again. Laugh for me. Laugh because of me. I want to make him laugh. What's more satisfying? Making someone laugh or making them come? To me, there's no question whatsoever. I have come for men I've barely known and even for ones I've disliked. I've made men come through anger or sadness and as a casual, might as well gesture to round off a boring date. But laughter is a far more precious thing. Genuine, comfortable, let the fuck go laughter from someone you love, that's worth 100 orgasms. I don't expect everyone to believe this like I do, but I feel it in my bones. There will be those of you who think that the face someone makes when they come wins hands down over a grin or a giggle, and I certainly won't argue. This is something primal and personal, so, as ever, to each their own. But for me, there's no contest. At one point earlier in the evening, I'd been testing out some dominant chat. I tried to prompt this man to say please during casual conversation by raising my eyebrows and going, pa 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 pa. He made a face and told me not to infantilize him. An hour or so later, when I had him pinned to the sofa, another pa 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 caused him to make no such face. Instead, he just obediently parroted please in a voice that dripped with hope. That's a level of sexy power I've not held over anyone in a while, and it delighted me. Yet when I had this, the ultimate fucky power, with him pinned to the bed and ready to do whatever I fucking liked, what did I most want to do with it? Make him laugh. Making someone laugh is better. It just is. Laughter is one of the greatest things you can give. I adore what I do here and am proud of making people come with my words and my stories, but fundamentally, I prize laughter so much more. Making someone laugh is better and more satisfying than simply making them come. I should probably round out this blog post by telling you exactly how I fucked him after he gave me that beautiful laugh. But remember what I explained earlier? I'm not going to fuck him for ages. If you enjoyed that story, part two is actually already live on the website. If you search My Dom Voice, D-O-M-M-E, you should be able to find it fairly easily, or click the link at the bottom of this post if you are on the actual blog post itself. If you would like to hear more sexy stories read aloud, head to girlonthenet.com/audioporn or support the project by helping me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet.